This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9, as said by Sharon Needles.
It's Sharon Needles.
Winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
We need some other people to introduce us.
We do. She's getting a bit bored.
She is. Oh, I'm sure she's not bored, but, you know, I think people are getting bored of her. Somewhat.
I know. I don't think she's bored. I had a look at her tour schedule, and she is pretty much doing something every day up until the end of the year. So someone's going to be rolling in it by 2013.
Well, she needs the money.
Well, this is true.
She needs to make some new clothes for herself.
True. Yeah. Some quirky designs.
That's right.
And speaking of quirky, we've both had an absolute... Oh, how would you put this on radio?
Oh, I don't know. What are you...
Bad day today. Thanks to being Friday the 13th. So we're going to be discussing the birth of Friday the 13th, where it all started. And we're going to be telling you our Friday the 13th stories.
A couple of them, anyway. The ones we can tell on radio. We've also got some No Doubt news. A bit of Tomcat news.
Oh, yes.
And there's also a little bit of... some things that you've done during the week this week.
Yes, I've completely outgayed myself this week, so we'll be having a bit of a chat about that.
Joy 94.9.
I don't know what it is. Normally, Friday the 13th, I'm having not too bad a day being Friday. It takes a lot to burst my bubble on a Friday. But today, I think it really got me.
What happened today?
Well, today for me, first of all, as you can tell, I've got a cold, so I don't normally sound like this. And
yes, so do I actually. I actually feel as though I'm going to I don't know, it just doesn't feel right at all. I actually don't even sound normal at the moment. But we'll get over that. We'll be fine.
Yeah, sorry, I was just having a cold moment then.
Oh yeah. It happens all the time.
It does. So I was watching television the other day, and they were saying that this new strain of the flu is running rampant around Australia, not so much in Victoria, but in Queensland, New South Wales, and South Australia. And it's some H-something-N-something virus, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds really bad. But it's a virus that hasn't been around for 10 years, or a strain of the virus, of the flu, that hasn't been around for 10 years. So the modern-day flu shots aren't protecting against it.
Right, yes.
So look, I was good. I went and had my flu shot this year, and look, I'm all for them.
You're a good boy.
I know. There's a lot of people who are very anti-flu shots, I found.
Yeah, I don't know why, though, because they're really good. Granted, you don't... It's just because you have the shot doesn't mean you don't get a cold afterwards, because, you know, flu and cold are different things.
Yes.
But flu shots are important.
They are, yeah. And I think they work. The only time where it hasn't worked for me is when I was really run down, a.k.a. hangover, and went and had a flu shot, and that was just the end of me for about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay, right.
So, but, you know, if you're fit and healthy and you go and have one, then I think the body sort of bounces back from it really well. Now, back to Friday the 13th.
So, full circle. Okay, we're back.
You know me. You know I love a good full circle.
Well, why not?
And, so today I thought... what I do yesterday, right, was I'd had all these different bank accounts, right? One for traveling, one for this, one for that, and all of it. And I thought, no, let's just put them all together, right? And so I thought, I'm going to use the account that I used for traveling, which was brilliant when I was traveling over to the States. And I thought, look, I'm just going to move it all into that one, right? So did the transfer yesterday. I get paid monthly, which is a Friday the 13th episode in itself. And so that was going in as well. And I thought, ooh, beautiful, right? So anyway, so I go to Coles today to go and buy some stuff. And go to swipe my card, and it's gone declined. And don't you hate that feeling when your card's declined? And you know that there's heaps in there, but... You're going, well, you know, what is it? And so I was stressing out, and I thought, oh, it must be something wrong with the card. So I jump on the app and have a look at my balance, and it's showing a zero balance. And I'm like, oh, my God, where has all this money gone, right? So I call up the bank in question.
Yes.
I should name and shame them. I really should. I feel like a bit of a Neil Mitchell.
We're not a current affair, so don't. Probably not.
Oh, I could bring that tonight after the day I've had. However... So I call them up. So the call goes through to our cousins in the sea, cousins across the sea, and I'm left talking to this person for probably about 20 minutes about how they've had a technical glitch at the bank and that the funds won't be available until 11 o'clock. So this was at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. I thought, okay, that's fine, not an issue. So just after 11, I thought, I'll check and make sure that it's all gone because it's a lot of money. So I thought, I'll check it and make sure. 11 o'clock comes, nothing there. So I call them up and they said, oh, give us a little bit more time. Anyway, 3 o'clock I call up and I've gone team leader.
Okay, right? Good choice.
Look, I've worked in a call center before, and I think a lot of the gays out there have experience working in a call center before.
Yes.
So look, generally I'm quite nice. Okay. Right? When my money's involved, no.
Oh.
No.
But they've given you the support so far. They've told you a few different stories, and each time they've tried to help you.
Look, and I didn't feel as though there was any help. Oh. Right. So anyway, their systems went down, and they're processing everything. They said, we've got people processing this manually, and I said, what, one person? and they didn't appreciate my comments and my tone. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I wasn't swearing, which is out of the ordinary. Must have been the flu that was holding me back from that. So So as it stands, who knows where these thousands of dollars are gone? Because they're definitely not in my account.
They're all ones and zeros at the moment.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I know, and it's quite scary. So, of all days, and I've never done this before in my life, where I thought, look, I'll bring everything together and streamline it and put it into one account. And yeah, not a good idea. Not a good day.
Well, apparently, Hobson has let us know that if a month starts on a Sunday, it will have a Friday the 13th in it.
Oh, wow.
So, next time you want to change accounts and do something, make sure that the month doesn't start with a Sunday.
I will.
And you should be right.
Definitely.
But before the song, we're talking about Friday the 13th stories. And my thing that happened today was about my car. Now, my favourite thing to do once every so often is get my car dealt with because, you know, in time it needs a bit of love and so forth. And so I decided to put my car in. And it was but it was 100,000K service time. So, it's a time to... I knew there was going to be some cost involved.
You've done a couple of laps of Australia.
I've done some laps. So that was fine. So a couple hundred dollars here for the service. And then I knew it had some bits and pieces to be fixed from last time. So that's fine. No drama.
Yeah.
Problem was, though, about 2 hours after I got that initial, just so you know, there's this and this, that's fine, call. I got another phone call, and I was told that I now also had a leaking water pump. I had lamps that weren't working, and I also had very thin brake discs.
Right.
So originally,
worse than a thin disc, you say?
No, there's not. No, that's right. Apparently, it's not very good for the car. Who would have thought?
Mm.
So, I actually ended up having to pay. I was ready to pay about $500 or so.
But
it's now $1,300.
Ouch.
And so I've decided that now half the car is now new again. I should be right for another service for two or 3 years. I should be fine now.
Yes.
So that was my Friday story.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was great. It really made me happy to get this today. At least, though, I know I have the money and there are no zeros in accounts anywhere, unlike you. But it wasn't nice.
Yes.
But, you know, Friday the 13th hasn't always been one of those days where people don't do certain things. I know my mum always used to make sure that there was no travelling on Friday the 13th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We always tried not to have to go anywhere because she thought that there might be a problem if we were to...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think there's anybody still with that superstition around.
I think she's mellowed slightly since, knowing that maybe it's not as big a problem now as it was. But there was that whole Friday the 13th thing for a while there.
Wow. Mm. Wow. And, do you have any other superstitions about Friday the 13th?
No. I will walk under a ladder.
I won't walk under a ladder.
No.
at the best of times.
Yeah, okay.
Probably should, actually, with the luck that I've had lately.
Yeah, it might actually be a good thing
for
you.
Yeah, it might undo the curse.
But walk back, you could walk backwards, back under it or something, and that's supposed to be okay.
Yep.
And then what you can do is on the way through, is you can step on some cracks in the footpath and make sure
spill
you have
some salt.
That's right, and actually have a black cat walk in front of you on the way through, and then you should be fine for the next year.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, that was Jedward's new single, Luminous, which is on their album Young Love. And I'm predicting, here's my prediction.
Oh, I love a prediction.
This will be on your daytime listening pleasure within the next fortnight.
Yes.
So listen now for
it was really good. I do like their stuff. It's a little bit cheesy, but that was really good. And I think that's got a lot of commercial appeal.
Oh, it does.
And,
oh, it does.
Especially amongst the gays.
For those of you who don't know who Jedward are, Jedward represented Ireland in the last two Eurovision Song Contests.
Yes.
And so you've probably heard Waterline being played ad nauseum during, you know, the morning and the afternoons on Joy. But that's Luminous. So that's their new single. And there's a bit of Eurovision news coming out of the last little while. So, as you would know, again, being played on Joy, Euphoria.
Yes.
By Lorraine.
Yes. How do you say it?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Something like that. Wow. There's a couple of E's in there.
I didn't think it was Lorraine.
No.
I thought a bit more European than Lorraine.
It's a bit Charlene to do
Charlene.
That, But so, that's a Swedish song. So, it's Sweden next year for the Eurovision Song Contest. And they've decided that Malmö will be the place where the contest will take place. The thing
is, that's not a capital.
No, it's not the capital. No, it's actually quite a small. It's a city, but it's not exactly a big city.
Oh.
So there's a whole lot of drama around the fact that it's a small city and there's not many hotels around, and the actual venue itself is actually one of the smaller places that the contest has been held in the last, you know, 5 or so years. But apparently, what they want to do is try to scale it down a little bit. So that way...
Oh, I can see a bit of an uproar.
Yes, because, you know, it's like the Olympics. Like, every 4 years, they try and outdo the last one. So that's the same as the Eurovision Song Contest. They try and outdo each one every single year. So it'll end up being the size of, you know, like a... They have to shut the country down for a week before they actually have it held. So they're trying to make it a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll actually be able to house people there for a good week.
Maybe they'll do it like Splendor in the Grass, where everybody takes a tent and camps out for 3 or 4 days.
That's very Swedish.
Euphoria in the Grass.
Oh yeah. And they can all dance like her on the grass. Like every night there'll be like a dancing competition, and they can all just like do that funny shuffly dance thing she did. I think that'd be a good way to celebrate it.
Yeah.
But that's for next year.
We're thinkers.
Yeah, we are. So hopefully, you know, that will go well. And so there's news very slowly trickling through.
Okay.
But hey, it's Eurovision. I'm sure there'll be something random that comes up, you know, between now and May.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to fill us in between now and May of the shiz that's going down with Eurovision.
I'll keep up. Don't you worry about that.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, God, haven't I had it up to here with this cold? Oh, my God. S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael and Joy 94.9. Oh, my God. It's really bizarre. Like, I had one in February.
Yes.
When I was travelling overseas. The one that I thought I was going to die with.
That's right.
So this really is nothing bad. I wasn't nearly I'm not nearly writing my will out with this one.
No, you're not bedridden.
No, not yet. However, I always feel as though everybody's got a really good remedy for a cold.
Okay.
Mine is, I actually like Asian cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I made yesterday was a laksa.
Oh, delicious.
Now, I think, you know, with all the garlic, the ginger, the chili, fresh Asian herbs, chicken and tofu and all that sort of stuff, it cleans your sinuses out and it's so good for you with a flu.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What do you like?
Oh, I just stay in bed. A tea. Tea.
Oh,
tea,
yes.
A bit of lemon.
Okay.
And like honey.
Yeah.
Or even just a little lemon and honey with a bit of hot water and chug that down for a bit.
Yeah.
Anything that involves liquid, I think, is probably a good tip. But the problem is I have all these things.
Sounds like a usual Saturday night.
And And I just don't seem to actually get any better. I don't know why. I do all this and nothing.
See, I find when I eat well and I have that combination of chili and garlic and ginger, it works really well. So I might have a cold for a couple of days and I'll have it bad for a couple of days, but then after that I'll feel really, really good. So, so I had this massive bowl of Luxa yesterday, and look, it probably did take a couple of layers of skin off the back of my throat. It was that hot. However, I'm hoping that this is going to pay me back in a couple of days' time.
It probably will, yes, it will. It will, and you'll know about it, but then you'll say thank you to it for doing that for you.
Indeed.
Stripping back the layers as it goes through. But no, my issue is not quite knowing what to do, and because I'm surrounded by children all the time, you know, children are the carriers of anything and everything, and so I'm like the first out of the group of anyone.
Have you ever had lice before?
Oh yeah,
from school, really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And now, whenever someone mentions lice,
yeah,
I start scratching. So give me 30 seconds, and I'll probably start scratching my head.
No, lice.
Don't. No, but you get, like, anything and everything, you get it. And so it just spreads like wildfire through the whole place.
Wow.
And because, you know, normally teachers don't, it has to be something pretty vicious for us to be at home, to stay at home.
Yes.
We end up just continuing to pass it on to everyone as we go. So it's not good.
Are you with Simon and Michael on S&M Fridays? And you're actually going through the course at the moment, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Tell us a bit about the course.
Oh, it's good fun. So I have 8 weeks. You learn pretty much everything you need to know about how to operate the place.
Wow.
So it's very good. So I'm about nearly halfway through.
Yep.
And so I can interview officially. I can co-host officially.
Well, we'll be
officially.
Putting you to that test on Monday, won't we?
Excellent. We will, yes.
With our special guest for next week.
Yes.
Natalie Gauchi and Paul from Tune In Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie Gauchi was the winner of the 2000-something Idol.
One of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's actually one of them who's gone on to do some good things. So,
she has. Yeah. And she's continued to do a lot of work and releasing music and getting
That's
around
right.
the place. So I will make sure I'm prepared and I have some good questions.
We've both had our Sudafed. And we'll
correct.
Be,
That's
we'll
right.
We'll be off.
And it would be funny, though, if some of these remedies work and we get better after we have the interview, it will sound a bit funny, you know, us all sniffly and blocked for the interview, but sounding wonderful come next Friday.
Yes.
So you'll know the difference. You'll know if we've actually got better or worse in the meantime.
Very true.
Joy, 94.9.
Now, in this week's How Gay Can You Get?
Oh, yes.
I had an episode this week where I thought, I'm going to do something that I wanted to do for quite some time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, it does involve hanging out with some 90-year-old women.
Whoa, Joe. And how's that
hanging
different?
Hanging with my homies.
How's that different from the other week?
So I actually thought, look, I love to cook, and I've never entered anything in a competition.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And I thought, you know how much of a fan of the Melbourne show I am. Why not amalgamate the two?
Excellent. So are you doing a tea cozy?
No, cooking.
Yeah, no, you can make a tea.
Cooking a tea cozy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, a tea cozy put over the teapot that you're going to use to...
I've selected 5 different fields for me to put an entry into.
Jeez.
All on the same day, so it'll be a very busy morning.
Goodness me.
And, so I'm entering 5 fields in the Melbourne show.
What have you
chosen? Going to go head-to-head with the CWA.
What have you chosen?
I have chosen brownies.
Okay, nice.
Because I found a really good brownie recipe, and I thought, no, I'm going to tweak it. I'm going to make it individual and my own. And this brownie recipe is the best brownies ever. They are so good. I should bring some in for you next
That'd
week.
That would be
lovely.
That's a bit cool.
You can rate them out of 10. So Ooh. You can be the CWA next week.
Yes, I could. Okay, yes. Good. Done. Okay. What else have you put in for?
So there's 2 lots of brownies. One is their recipe. One is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroons.
Okay. Yep.
Muffins and savoury muffins.
Oh. Mm. Oh. So there's 2 lots of... So 2 lots, then 1, and then sort of 2.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you're sort of trying to get as much... You're casting in there as far as you can.
That's right. So hopefully by entering as many different fields as I can, hopefully I'll get something back.
You now, do know it's like not like Lotto, where the more tickets you have, the more of a chance you have to win.
No, and I think me not being a part of the CWA may go against me.
Oh,
my name's not Norma or Audrey, and so, you know, this might... go against me.
You could be Simone. You could enter as Simone.
Oh, yes.
You know, and say that you're like, you're 80 and you come from Kilsyth. And you have been baking for your family for 40, 45, 50 years.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, I'm going to give it a go, and I'll bring some stuff in for you next week. You can play CWA, and you can tell me what you think. Because I know, seeing the CWA, or the representatives of the CWA on MasterChef, they're ruthless. They really are. They are worse than some of the top chefs out there.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest with you, like that episode of MasterChef where they're making sponges or scones or something is probably my favourite, because these people go into these competitions with these amazing skills, but when it comes to something really simple, they can't pull it off, and they really struggle with the simple things. So that being said, those simple things aren't that simple. So well, and that's where they do sort of fall apart. Mm. Yeah, so look, I could have entered some decorated cake that would have taken me 2 months to do, but no, I just thought that was too hard.
I love that section. I love looking at all those cakes. You just wonder, like, what time?
See, that's a bit too much of an overachiever section for me. You know what I'm like with overachievers,
don't you? You could have made, like, a baby cake and had, like, a block and a rattle next to it.
Too much work.
Oh, come on.
Too much, like, hard work.
For next year, it'll be fine. I think you can do it. You'll be right. Or make biscuits, because they're good at that as well. Like you can make some biscuits or do something random like that.
Well, I thought
like
I'd challenge them at their own game. And the thing is with macaroons, right? I'm thinking, do I make like a Adriano Zumbo macaroon? Or is it like a coconut macaroon? Is it like a traditional kind of Nana style macaroon? Or is it something a bit funky? Because there's no funky categories there.
No.
They're not looking for gourmet flavour of macaroon.
No.
It's just simply macaroons. So I don't want to go in there and make an idiot of myself either.
Well, you can make rosewater macaroons.
I used to make raspberry and rosewater muffins in my last job.
Delicious. Turkish delighty.
Yeah, yeah.
But not really.
It was really, really cool. I really liked it.
Joy 94.9.
Joy. It's 8 o'clock and currently 13 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening, I'm Michael with your S&M Fridays News of the Week. An American man has paid off his mortgage using boxes of pennies. Thomas Daigle delivered more than 62,000 pennies in two boxes weighing about 180 kilos each to his bank earlier this year to finalise his mortgage. After buying a house with his wife in 1977, he made a promise to make the final payment memorable. Daigle explained that he kept his collection in the basement, firstly in a crate, then in steel military rocket launcher ammo boxes when it became too heavy. He said his wife would laugh when he would pick up a penny and say it was going toward the mortgage. His two messages to his children have been, if you say you're going to do something, you do it, and pennies add up. A group of British physics students have calculated that Batman would probably crash to the ground and die if he tried to fly in real life. The four Master of Physics students from the University of Leicester researched a paper titled Trajectory of a Falling Batman, discovering that the superhero could glide using his cape as he does in the movies, but the landing would be fatal. The students argued that if Batman jumped from a 150-metre high building, the 4.7-metre wingspan of his cape would let him glide 350 metres at a top speed of 109 kilometres an hour. However, he would hit the ground at a speed of 80 kilometres an hour. The paper recommended some changes for Batman to allow him to fly the way he does: get a bigger cape or use jets. Batman, Robin and Alfred did not comment on the news. And finally, in sports news, Moscow's premier sports event has taken place during the week with the running of Russia's fifth annual stiletto race. Dozens of women took part in the 50-metre run, wearing heels of at least 9 centimetres. Most of the women stumbled through the race, with many of them crashing to the ground before the finish line. Winner Marina Tutkimisheva told reporters of her reasons for racing, saying, "I really love sport. I always keep fit wherever I am. I love having a beautiful body and I love sport in all its aspects." She received shopping vouchers valued at 100,000 rubles, or about $3,000, from a Russian fashion magazine which hosted the event. Joy 94.9, that was Lightning from The Wanted, and this is S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And speaking of lightning,
yes.
That reminds me of the end of the world.
Yes, it does.
It does. And I saw an interesting program over during this week about people who
while you're on holidays.
That's right. The last week, back to work on Monday. I don't want to.
You poor thing.
I'm sick.
My
I should stay
bleeds.
Home.
You've had 2 weeks off.
Oh, for goodness sake, three. Maybe make it four.
Three? Have you had three
no,
weeks
no,
off?
No, no, no. I'd like to make it three, maybe four. Yeah. However, I was watching a TV show about people who are preparing themselves for the end of the world.
Yes.
Yep. For doomsday.
For 2012, end of the world.
That's correct. Yeah. I learnt a lot about the craziness that people actually go through to actually prepare themselves for these things.
Now, I think I've seen the same show as you.
Mm. A lot of... it's all about Americans. It's an American show.
Of course.
So it's about Americans. Go figure. And they're all very Southern American. There's a lot of Southerners involved in this particular TV show. And there was one family in particular that really... got me thinking about how I can prepare myself for the end of the world.
Yes.
A lot of good tips to help me through. So I learnt that this particular family has got a posse of 22 people, handpicked family and friends, who they're going to hang with when the world does end. And the fun thing is that one of them is an ex-Marine and another one is an ex-Army man. So between the two of those two, they've taught everyone how to shoot. Every member of that family knows how to shoot a gun, even the children in that family.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
Wow.
And
bit of upskilling.
I know. And the other thing is that there actually is... This family decides that they're going to, when they're making their meals, instead of making enough for the family and maybe for lunch the next day, because, hey, we all do that. No. They make enough for themselves for that particular meal, plus 4 or 5 times the amount after that, in order to can and store away in their huge, massive box that's like like a container. Which is their pantry, which has enough food in it, both dry and canned, to feed the 22 people for about 6 months.
Wow.
Plus, they've got their own water supply, their own power supply.
Sounds a bit like Big Brother.
It is absolutely... It was crazy. And they even had... if in case the end of the world came in that particular place where they were, they had refitted 2 school buses... with everything they need to actually leave their compound.
Wow, it's very Resident Evil, isn't it?
It is. It was. Wow. It was amazing. I was actually genuinely shocked as to how prepared they actually are. And the father actually said that the kids don't know anything different, so it's good for them.
Right.
I do beg to differ. Just slightly. But yeah, strange people.
Well, speaking of Doomsday, I've got a website open, which you haven't seen yet.
No,
I'm
going to
spin the computer around so you can have a look. Now, this is a website that was on, it was something like a morning show.
Yep.
And they were interviewing the creator of these bunkers, which they're building all around the world. I do believe they're building them in Australia as well.
Okay.
So what they are is they're like a commune.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
Everybody's got a private shelter with your bits and pieces in it, which all sort of all connect to like an open living room area and all of that sort of stuff.
It's like a uni dorm, but like student accommodation, but like a crazy big bolted metal door version of it.
But look, they're not doing things in halves. Like, have a look at the furniture.
It is.
It looks sort of Gainesville kind of.
It is luxurious. It's like a cruise liner type deal. You know, the leather couches, the fancy paintings on the wall, the nice carpet. I can see this on the next reincarnation of the QE2 rather than in a bunker that people are living in.
Yeah. So this is a phenomenal website, which we're actually going to post a link to this on our social media page. And you can have a look at this. Go to the Joy website.
Yep.
And it's joy.org.au/SM Fridays. And that'll direct you to our social media pages, which you'll be able to have a look at this website, which includes a 5-minute video on these bunkers and what they're all about. It is insane what people are going to.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. S&M Fridays is what you're listening to with Simon and Michael.
And before I touch myself by the divinals, we're talking about the drama of the week, the biggest news story of the week, which is the Tomcat divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of press about it. This week they decided that they'd organise everything. Everything's been finalised. They've signed off. We don't know what the go is yet, exactly. But
who's
I think
getting what?
Who's getting what? But I think the real loser here is not Tom. Not Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest loser here is Suri.
Something just doesn't sit right about that name with me.
Suri.
Hmm.
It sounds like an alien. An alien's name.
To me,
name.
It sounds like an underground toilet cleaning system sort of thing.
What?
It sounds like sewage.
But it doesn't look the same. It's got different. It doesn't look. It's spelled differently. So, you know, visually, it doesn't quite remind you of that. But I think the real loser is Suri because she has been on the the best dressed list more times than lots of other female celebrities have.
Really?
The number of times her clothes have been, you know, talked about, photographed by various fashion people has been crazy.
So I suppose you'd be at the right age to go on to Dolly's Cover Girl competition when you're 5 or 6 years old.
Close, nearly there. But the thing is now with the divorce and Tom not bringing, you know, the money won't be coming in as much for Suri. We're not sure if she's going to be keeping that fashion going. And I think it'd be very sad for Suri to lose her very high ranking in Hollywood's Best Dressed because of her parents' divorce.
Look, I don't think they're short of a dollar, really.
I know, but you've got now two women in the same household, both trying to look good. There's going to be some drums, and they kind of share clothes.
I reckon there'll be a reality TV series about it.
Actually, there's an idea. I think that could...
Have you seen the new ad for the new one that's based in New South Wales?
Yes, I have.
Which sounds like Jersey Shore.
Which I think it's designed to be like.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to watch the first show or two just to see how... I don't know how to put it without being...
pervy?
No. I don't watch television just because they're in their Speedos. What do you think I am?
Why are you watching the Olympics?
Because there are athletes. They are athletes and they're doing great things for themselves.
And they don't have much clothes on.
And I don't mind that there's an English high jumper who looks absolutely fantastic in little clothing, and that's so. And I admit that's okay. Okay, I've seen the photos. He's my new favourite. But I'm going to watch this new TV show just to see sort of how different or similar it is to all those other ones that we've seen before.
Right. So you're doing it basically, you're using it as a tool, like research.
It's
like
research.
Like me using the Lara Bingle show as research.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yes, I have been watching it every week since.
Oh, you have?
I don't mind it. I like it.
Oh. Hmm. So I wonder how many people actually watch it now. What sort of numbers are. What, one, two, maybe half a dozen?
My dog watched it as well.
Oh, okay, that counts. Yeah. That's good. All right, well, we'll see if there's any change to, you know, their
the
lineup.
Demographics.
That's right. Yeah. But no, it's all dramatic at the moment, and it's something to watch, both TV shows and what happens next with Tomcat and Suri. But I'm hoping that Suri doesn't turn into someone who just wears potato sacks, because there's just too much...
It does sound very Amish.
It's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yes.
Not Scientologists.
We don't have any Amish celebrities, do we?
No, we don't. Well, not that we know of.
No. There's another reality TV show just screaming to be made.
I'm sure there's an Amish show. I'm sure there is one. I saw one with some really lovely people. Ken from Oak Park messaged us on 0427JOY949 and said that it never hurt Nicole. The whole the divorce.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So Mimi, maybe, could be the one to go. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But Nicole has always had extra things going on for herself. you know, she hasn't just...
She's got talent, unlike the most recent divorcee.
Yeah, well, you know, good old Katie Holmes. Mm. Yes. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll
remember
see what
Dawson's
happens.
Creek?
I do, all those years ago. Climbing through the window.
Oh, yes.
Just...
Pacey and...
Yeah. And look where they are now.
I know.
Still at the creek.
Battling drug addictions and working in 7-Elevens.
Trying to scale
although
walls.
James Vanderbeek showed up in Kesha's most recent video.
Yeah, he did,
yes. For a blow.
Yes.
I watched that just the other day, actually.
Oh, excellent. But he seems...
Random.
He seems to be a very pop culture type. You know, like he'll appear in random things.
Yeah.
But hey, that's... But good luck to them, I say. But we'll see what happens. Good old Suri.
I know. So, now next week we're going to be having an Olympics-themed show.
Yes, we are.
We are. Now, did you know that AbFab were reuniting to do an episode for the Olympics?
Yes, the last of their three new episodes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I believe it gets released this weekend in Asia.
Okay.
And we may be included in that somewhere.
I saw 23rd-ish of June. I remember
the week after.
Seeing...
That'd be around the Olympics.
Around the Olympics, yeah. That week, I think it's that week of.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and that was Absolutely Fabulous by the Pet Shop Boys.
I haven't heard that one for a long time.
No, I haven't,
actually.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's a nice one to have in the back pocket on those.
That's right.
Fun days.
And we've actually got the actual cover for it here too, which was the old cardboard CD single.
Yeah, so you know it's a loved one.
Which is one step after the Cass single.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, someone's showing their age, aren't they? But that's okay. But that's so that's AbFab coming up for the Olympics. Next week is our Olympic-ish sort of show.
Yeah.
A bit of sport, a bit of
our warm-up.
Yeah, that's right.
Our stretch.
And the week after that is the actual opening ceremony time around. And, you know, let's
get to it before them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We want to get there first.
Yes.
So that'll be next week. In the meantime, you're always welcome to join us on our social media pages by going to joy.org.au/SMFridays.
That's right.
And that's all there for you to have a look at. There'll be things during the week that we'll post up there, get you going. If you have any thoughts about the music you've heard tonight as well, let us know on those social media
good
pages.
Thoughts.
Good thoughts. And because, you know, we might pass it on to people who are important.
True, very true. We also have a special guest next week who...
We do.
We have an Australian Idol, a winner of Australian Idol next week.
Oh, how exciting.
I know. Natalie Gauci will be joining us for a chat.
Yes.
With Paul from TuneIn Tokyo. So she's been collaborating with some dance music producers. And, yes, yeah, so... Now, we've also had a message from Andy from Elwood.
Yes.
And he said that we played I Touched Myself by the Divinals before. And he said it's, in fact, the Mikey song.
It should
be a song for Mikey.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking how... I'm not sure how they would use that in a way that won't offend people. But
the ad just writes itself, though.
It does. It does. I can already see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
It might have to be run at like a later time slot, though.
I think so.
Yeah. But it would work very, very well.
And that's what I think Metro need to do. Mm. They need to be a little bit funkier. And like that song we played a few weeks ago... Come On, Ride the Train by Quad City DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ride the train. Yeah, that one.
Toot, toot.
Yeah. Mm. I reckon if they had that as a theme song, I'd take the train.
Yeah, that's different to Mikey, though. Mikey is a different kettle of fish altogether. That's not part of the train
as
system.
Bad as each other, aren't they?
No, one's...
Which one's better?
Oh, I don't know. I have no problem with Mikey.
Mm.
But I don't catch the train.
Either have I. And you know I'm the most untechnical person when it comes to a computer. I don't struggle with Mikey.
No, it's very easy. Just bang, bang. Touch, touch, touch. Not yourself, though. You can't touch yourself with it because it won't actually work.
That's true. Mm. That's true. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.
Yes.
We'll be back next week fresher.
Hopefully.
Without the cold.
Uh-huh.
And not sniffing and carrying on in between.
Well, hopefully
a bit more alert.
Yeah, well, one can only hope. But this weather, no one can promise that.
That's true.
We'll see you next week, though.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.